David's Jelly Digital Dollop. We have a dollop. What's a dollop regular? But you have been on the dollop before.
I've been on the dollop before.
Becky Potter from the Fork East Festival, the organiser of the Fork East Festival.
Good evening.
Along
all.
With her husband, John Potter.
Oh, hello again, David.
I don't know how long ago it was, but we discussed ASMR. Amongst
that's
other
right.
things, didn't we?
That's yeah. right, that was a couple of months ago.
But we also have from the band, the folk band, the Broadside Boys, we have Matt.
Hello there, how are you?
And we have his girlfriend, Kelly. You are a person in your own right, but it's just for the... Just for kind of
touch of the trumps there,
sometimes.
David.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, I did grope you a little bit earlier, but let's not talk about that in front of Matt. Anyway, when his back was turned, I groped him as well. His back was turned. But anyway, let's not go about that. And we also have Otis as well, our friend Otis. Hello, Otis. The second most famous Otis after the Aardvark, it has been said.
Yeah.
So now that David's Digital Dollop is out, you might be the most famous Otis of all time. You may even usurp the Aardvark. You've done many things to an Aardvark before, but let's not talk about that. But usurping one, you have not.
We also Redding's more famous than Otis the Aardvark.
Otis from Redding. I'm not sure I know Otis from Redding.
Otis from Redding's coming.
You're third, yeah, yeah. Otis the Aardvark, Otis Redding, and you. There we go. We also have Sean Cooney, who's just a regular on the dollop now, and Michael Hughes, of course, from the Young'uns as well.
Hello, David Eagle.
And from David, but more aptly from David's Jelly Digital Dollop fame, of course. So what we've been doing is we're going to be doing our singing weekends in the next day or so, where we get a group of people together in a youth hostel and we do all sorts of workshops and quizzes and that kind of thing. And this weekend we will be doing, by the time this dollop goes out actually, we'll probably be doing a quiz called The Young'uns Are Acting Up,
yes.
In which we try and act out films, sitcoms and songs, and people have to guess what the films, sitcoms or songs that we're acting out. So for instance, the song titles we will be acting. Now we can't do the ones that we're going to do on the night, but I thought maybe we could have a go at trying to do some now, spontaneous ones, and seeing if you could guess what they are. So I'm going to start. Now, this is a song, so it's a song title, and I'm going to act out. We're in a curry house, by the way, in case you wonder what the ambience is all about. And I'm going to act out this particular song. And see how you go. Here we go. So it's just going to have to be me doing a monologue, I suppose. It'll be a second bit of ambience there. Clink, clink, clink. The sound of bottles every morning as I deliver to your door. Hello, sir.
Hello.
I am here once again, the person who delivers with the bottles outside your door.
But Postman, Pat.
Let me not just provide you with the essential dairy product that you have been seeking.
I have also
milkman of human kindness. Yes, because I was going to do some kind deeds.
Milkman of human kindness.
I was going to offer to. Would you like me to do any ironing? That kind of thing. So, well done with me. I didn't even have to do the kindness bit. You got it, which means your prize, Mr. Cooney, is to give us one.
Okay.
But before you do that, do us a little acting up quiz.
Yeah, right. Don't know if listeners will be able to tell which body part of David, which organ of David Eagle's.
Steady on,
pounding.
Mr. Cooney. He is pounding my sort of chest, I suppose. Well, my nipple.
Putting,
a glass in my pocket. I've got one hand in my pocket.
No.
Something about a pocket?
No. What's
an organ?
Don't forget, yeah, you're an organ.
Heart.
Well, it's a heart. Heart. Is that
glass.
Heart of glass?
Yeah.
Oh, he's putting a glass in my. I think Michael got that one, did you, Mr. Hughes?
I did.
Mr. Hughes, give us a acting up challenge. Guess the song from the acting clues.
I've always been rubbish at counting.
Always been rubbish at counting.
Always been rubbish at counting. I can't get past a certain number.
Can you get?
I can do one.
Yeah.
Two, three, four.
Mm. This could go on for quite a while. 31.
10, but I can't do anything else.
You can't do 5, 6, 7,
5,
8.
6, 7, 8.
There we go. Kelly, steps 5, 6, 7, 8. John, your turn, my friend.
I suppose when I'm driving long journeys on sort of major roads, I have Michael's problem with numbers, but mine's uneven numbers. I can only say
you can't.
I can only say even numbers. I can't.
You can't do odds.
No,
you can't
only
odds.
When I'm driving on major roads.
On major roads.
yes.
So you, when you're driving on major roads, you can't say you can only do
even 66.
Route 66. Is that what it was?
No,
206 motorway. Very good. Of course it was.
So you give us one more, dude.
You want me to do
okay.
One?
Oh, have you got one, Michael?
I have.
Go on, then. You do one.
I fancy you.
Hang on, listeners, aren't sure you are who you're fancying. Is that important to the thing?
There's many women he's pointing.
Yes.
This is women. You fancy all the women.
It's a typical Friday on Saturday night for me with all these women.
It's a typical Friday.
Kelly, with you, Becky, with your woman over there. With your woman over there. It's just, it's a double.
Is it, oh no, I was going to say, is it Lou Bega, Mambo number 5? I'll have a bit of Tina on my knee, a little bit of Reader's what I see. No? It's a doddle.
I wouldn't say that I'm passionate, David. I wouldn't say that I'm passionate.
Well, no, you've proved that to me many times, Michael. Doesn't matter how much drink you give you.
I wouldn't say that I'm passionate.
But he says
there's lots and lots of different women. It's a typical Friday night.
Friday
from one woman
night.
To the next.
Weekend
to next.
Woman?
To the next.
To the next.
And I've got this nickname. The reason people keep coming back is because I'm not passionate, but they know they can get it.
Oh.
They just say, you are a...
You are a womanizer?
You are a...
Womanizer.
Easy lover.
There you go!
Easy lover. Why is it Friday night?
Well, no, just because it's party night.
Is he always thinking of any Friday night? Easy right. Lover.
Easy.
Okay.
Well done, Kelly. Well
okay, done, how Kelly. About this? I'm ambivalent. Yeah, ambivalent. Take it or leave it. Oh, yes. Every time. Every time. I adore this particular animal, this sheep. Every time I adore, I'll forever adore
you.
Sheep. You. I'll forever adore sheep. I was ambivalent about the cow, but I'll forever adore sheep. So take the two things. I apostrophe L. So what would that be?
I will.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you.
Yes, I will. This is you. We didn't see the whole thing. I will always love you. Yes. I will always love you, Barbara. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know how you did. Well, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back for Dollop 307 tomorrow.
See you later.
Good night.